But a Cape Town-based company, it's called Sea Monster. They've been selected as one of three winners of a US-Africa Tech Challenge for their innovative approach of using games and animation to combat COVID-19 and vaccine misinformation. It's a company called Sea Monster, as I said, and they've proposed using a series of games, animations, online quizzes on their Lighthouse platform. To create a space where people can engage with information that busts myths, but also at the same time, maybe providing a little bit of an incentive. Joining me now is Soraya Virgie. She's the Director of Business Development at Sea Monster. I've tried it out. I went to your platform. I think it's called Point Taken.
And that's right.
Got questioned about what my knowledge is about COVID-19, basic stuff, things that we would have learned over the last 18 months. And I was very happy to see that in a corner, I got a little, you know, a little pot that collected coins for correct answers. And then when I looked at, oh, redeem coins, there were some real world prizes that then I could, if I, you know, gather enough coins, I can go redeem somewhere for a nice lunch or a dinner or something.
Why not? Why not? Absolutely. Hi, Lester. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Tell us more about Sea Monster and Point Taken.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lester, for having us on the show. And also hello to everybody out there. Very, very excited to be here today. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Sea Monster and about the work that we're doing on Point Taken. So thanks so much for that. At Sea Monster, we are experts at crafting communications, and that's digital communications. We want them to be story-driven, highly visual, interactive, engaging, and fun, because we know that's what people are looking for these days. And at Sea Monster, we use mechanics like 2D animation, games, augmented reality, and virtual reality to do that. At the center of what we do really is about stories. You know, stories are the way we believe. They're the way that we can influence and inspire, and in the way that when a story catches your attention and engages you, then you're much more likely to absorb that message and the meaning within that message. So at Sea Monster, we pride ourselves on engaging people, shifting attitudes, and doing what we can to spring people into action.
And we have, and the platform for communication has now changed. It's more than just, we've gone from just reading the hard copy, the hardcover, the book, the magazine, the newspaper, to reading it online on our tablet, our phone, our website, or our desktop, but even further, engaging with it in almost a semi-real world platform via interactive and immersive technology. The way we learn is totally changed over the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, I think the important thing to remember is that, especially in countries like South Africa, where our population is primarily young, primarily mobile first, right? They're heavily influenced by social media and peer engagement. And if we're going to be trying to influence and engage people, we have to do that where they want to be engaged and where they feel safe, and that is on their mobile devices. Mm. So very important that for any kind of impactful communications campaign, whether it's about vaccine and misinformation or about something else, that we really are engaging people where they want to be engaged. And gone are the days of formal academies of learning and structured learning delivered online, you know, for young people. They want fun, interesting, bite-sized, dynamic, interactive content that they can play with and interact with. Mm. And when you add on top of that some gamification principles where people are earning coins or tokens and they're being rewarded for their ongoing participation, then you've got a bit of magic there.
Let's talk a little bit about the gamification of learning. And it's actually, we have a few platforms now that says, like, if you're learning and if you are engaging with us and you take part in this poll, we connect that to almost a business and commerce platform. So what you do here in one side of the fence, you actually can earn real world prizes, incentives, experience on the other side. And that is how we're connecting commerce with online learning to essentially just online activity. We spend plenty of our time online, whether it be on our social media sites, whether it be in our Zoom meetings and our Microsoft Teams. We do everything online nowadays.
Exactly. And also, if you can imagine, if you're an organization trying to break through all of that noise, you know, this is the attention economy and we're competing in that space. You know, people are being bombarded by messages left, right, and center. So how do you make your messages stand out? You know, how do you make people want to engage with your subject matter, even when it's a complicated one? And I think this is where Sea Monster really comes to life. You know, we really look at how do we make complex subject matter that often people maybe don't want to engage on, or it's difficult to, how do we make that easy for people to understand, fun for people to engage with, whether that's financial education, right, or whether it's about vaccine misinformation. And I think this is where we are really excited about the work that we're doing around with Point Taken, because we know that vaccine hesitancy is a significant issue, and the global rollout of of vaccines is struggling globally, mostly not because of logistics, but because of misinformation. And there's a lot of misinformation out there.
There would be people that ask, why do we need the incentive? Isn't learning and having knowledge instilled in you, isn't that the end goal? But I'll just take a little trip left field, yeah, and going to get in trouble with a good man called Gregory. He works for our company, Prime Media. Every now and then, Gregory sends us a video, internet security, and we have to watch it. And then afterwards, there is a quiz, whether we are not sharing company secrets or whether I'm preparing myself against a possible phishing expedition by a hacker. And at the end of the quiz, you have to watch the entire thing to answer the questions. There's no incentive. You just have to do it. And if you maybe want to be a bit cheeky, you can just flip your way and eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There's no incentive there. But I enjoy doing the quiz on Point Taken because there was an incentive. And whether it was real world, that I only found out later, I could cash in those coins for something that is real, a dinner, an experience, or something. But do we need to make education incentivized? Do we need to offer a prize? I think I answered my question a little bit more because I was far more interested in doing your online quiz than I was doing Gregory's.
Yeah, well, so that, look, I think it's a fascinating conversation. We could probably spend hours just discussing this point on its own. But you know, I think there's a couple of elements there. One is that people want to be able to see that as they are engaging with something, that there is something that is rewarding them in the background, even if it's something like accumulating points. It's sort of your kind of mental checkbox of, I've finished reading this piece, I've finished watching this, I've answered the survey, or I've taken this quiz, and for every interaction, you can see that there's an accumulation of points that's taken place. There is some kind of intrinsic motivation there for people to then aspire to accumulating more and more points, especially when they're involved in something similar with their peers, and they can start to have a point of discussion as well. And that really continues to drive people to be motivated to come back, to learn more, to do more, because they can see that point accumulation. On the reward side, what those points then translate into is, you know, again, it really depends on the audience that you're engaging with. For some people, they might want actually those rewards to be delivered directly to them. So they might want to earn vouchers or discounts on something or airtime, and maybe that's the motivation for them to accumulate the points. For other people, it might be just the intrinsic motivation. It's that, you know, I've achieved 100 points and that's enough for me. And I've completed the course. And for others, it might be, look, I want to be able to accumulate the points, but actually I don't really need the reward myself. I would rather get a voucher and give it to somebody else. I want to share that. So I think there is something there in the kind of in the psychology of gamification.
Very much. Because I don't think it's just about the reward, the actual physical monetary or reward, but also when I read a book on an e-device, on a Kindle, it's it pleases me that this device will tell me, oh, I'm 50% into a book, or I'm 65%.
Exactly.
I follow a Twitter account, which is very, very satisfying because it gives me the actual, you know, statistical time left for the end of the year. It would say 65.27 days left percentage of the year done. And that is very pleasing to my brain because I know exactly where I am in the year. I know exactly where I am while reading this ebook. And so it's not necessarily just about the actual physical reward in getting something. It's actually just knowing how far you are.
Absolutely. And it is about transparency. I mean, even if, for example, I'm a big fan of the Checkers 60/60 app, just as an example. And I love it when I can see that they've received my order. They're starting to stock to put my order together. It's in the scooter. It's on its way. And I've got a message that my doorbell's about to ring. And it's really about that full transparency that we're providing. And this is something, again, that is really important to us. Just coming back to the incentives piece, particularly around vaccines. I mean, offering incentives is not a unique concept for driving or trying to encourage or nudge vaccine uptake. It's not unique to South Africa, actually. I mean, globally, we are seeing that governments, employers, community groups, and others are really trying to use incentives in one way, shape, or form to encourage vaccine uptake. And we've seen items such as free coffees and burgers to trips and vacations, sporting events, tickets, vaccine lotteries. And even recently, I think President Joe Biden in America was urging some of the states to offer $100 cash incentives. So I think there is some rhetoric out there about can incentives actually nudge people, particularly those who are on the consideration journey and haven't yet decided whether or not they want to take up the vaccine. Can that be the kind of just the little thing that's going to nudge them?
Look, I make it a choice every morning of which of the multitude of coffee shops to get my cup of coffee in the morning, because the one that I go to offers me an incentive that after the 10th coffee that I get the next one free. So we live in a world where incentives are already, you know, quite amongst us.
Exactly. And with the point taken platform that we've developed, just to come back to that, I mean, we were very lucky to be one of three winners to receive funding as part of a global tech challenge. And in that challenge, local Africa-based organizations had to demonstrate how their technology innovations could counter vaccine misinformation. So with that funding, we designed and built a fun, entertaining, educational digital campaign platform called Point Taken, which is the one that you were playing with this morning. And on that site, users are able to access quizzes, surveys, information, educational videos, and they earn tokens. And in fact, you know, what you talked about earlier with having to watch a video and enter a code at the end to make sure that, you know, there's confirmation that you've actually watched that video. We also use mechanics like that just to encourage people to engage with the content. And again, we've completely gamified the experience, making it fun and easy for people to earn coins and then receive the rewards. And I think this is it's an important kind of piece to bring up, because we you know, while we are grappling with a lot of misinformation out there, there's a lot of research that is even showing that when people read something that has vaccine misinformation in it, often they get affected to the point where they might actually also reduce their interest or desire to taking the vaccine out. So really important that we are combating misinformation and we are engaging people on the subject. In the first 2 weeks of our Point Taken site being live, the campaign had reached over 600,000 people on social media here in South Africa. It's very exciting, and already had over 50,000 engagement points. And the kind of the mechanics there already exist. And we think there's a real opportunity for people in the general public to participate in the Point Taken site. But also we see a very significant opportunity for private and public sector organizations to leverage the Point Taken platform already, because we've already designed it, we've built it, it's got great content, great gamification principles, and we can brand it for others to use for their own communication.
So if people want to get some information, learn something about COVID-19, dispel some myths on vaccination, at the same time get rewarded, where do they go to?
Well, they come to us, right? So you can come to cmonster.co.za. That's our website. You can email us at hello@cmonster.co.za, or you can ring us. But if I say the number, nobody's going to remember.
Your email, your website is
exactly.
Soraya Virgie, she's the business development director at Sea Monster. Get your gamification on. It's now exactly 10 minutes to 11 o'clock.